Well, hello to all my fellow blind cool techies out there. This is Jim Fiddler from the Republic of Avalon Radio podcast. And I'm walking in my hallway here. I just had to send this to you guys right away because Jim is a very excited boy today. I just received a package. I was talking to Lillian on the phone and I heard a ding-dong at the doorbell. Or a ding-dong at the door, I should say, which was the doorbell. And I went to the door, and lo and behold, there was a package there for me, and it was a box. And with extreme trepidation and anticipation, I went into the kitchen, as we've all been through this process before, and got a knife with teeth, you know, like a steak knife. Very carefully found a little spot on one edge and inserted the knife and began to glide through a bunch of clear tape on one edge, and then I went on to the other side of the box and did the same, and then of course I went down the middle of the box across the top, and lo and behold, when I opened it up, inside was this nice looking box, shrink wrapped. Removed all the shrink wrap and, a very, very nice looking box inside. And I opened it up and, well, I know I'm kind of beating around the bush, but I guess many of our American listeners will not mind beating around the bush. But anyway, not to get political, I found various things in there, a USB cable, an adapter, which, by the way, is not a wall wart. It doesn't take up any space on a power strip. It's the kind with the box in the middle. And everything has these very nice RFI filters to keep out radio frequency interference. Very, very nice. So there was the adapter. There was the USB cable. There was a 64 meg SD card, memory card. And, the Roland Edderl R09. Now, folks, I am holding this in my hand right now as I walk around the house, and I'm actually recording using nothing but the Edderl R09 and the built-in stereo mics. It's about the size of an electric razor. In fact, it looks quite a bit like an electric razor. And, well, it's amazing. So, of course, you're hearing it now and you're saying to yourself, well, this sounds pretty good. It's, of course, I'm walking around and you're hearing various acoustics in my house. I'm in the control room here now, which is a deader room, where I do my mixing and all such things. And let me just press play over here, see what's on the console at the moment. There's something there. Okay, as you can hear. Anyway, that's not what this is about. I want to tell you about the R09. Now I'm going to walk out through the door from the control room into the very noisy kitchen. Actually, let me see if I can just mute this and cut that much noise anyway. Let's mute the audio from my wireless keyboard. Mute, please. Okay, well, that'll have to do. So, anyway, here is the R09. I'm holding it in my hand. I'm walking around and just talking into it. I'm, I don't know, about 6 inches away from it, something like that. I could get closer. Here I am closer. But I'm backing off, and I find that backing off the P's and the B's aren't bad. P, B, B, P, as you can see. Well, let's just start looking at this thing. I got a SanDisk 2 gig memory card, an SD card, separate from the unit so that I would have enough space so that we can go out and do all our sound seeing and so on for Republic of Avalon Radio, or the ROAR, as we call it, R-O-A-R, Republic of Avalon Radio. And the unit itself. So I popped open the bottom of the unit. There's a little, you just basically with your thumb, you push on the bottom of the unit, and you can try pushing this way and that. It's actually toward you if you're holding the unit, so it's not from side to side. It's like from front to back. You push it, and this exposes the slot where the memory card goes in, as well as the USB connection, the USB jack, which is interesting. And then there's a little, tiny little lever that you just hook with your fingernail and pull the thing a little bit further, and it flips right up, and there's the place where you put in your two AA batteries. And it uses various types of batteries. You can use the rechargeables or alkaline or whatever you choose. And in the menu, there's actually a place to select that. And that will keep your machine safe and not make anything overheat or burn out or all that stuff, and regulate the power flow from the batteries. I guess you can hear a motorcycle going by outside. Let me just step outside here for a second as I'm speaking. And I'm walking out through the door. It's a bit of a breeze. Oh, it's after cooling off a bit. I'm getting in out of there. Myself and Lillian just had lunch out at the table out on our deck or patio or whatever you want to call it. And it was beautiful, but I just went outside, and I don't know, maybe the sun's gone in behind the cloud or something. Anyway, so there it is. There's the unit with the memory stick in and the batteries in, and you just slide the little compartment on the bottom closed again. And then you have memory card and batteries in. Now, holding the unit toward you, facing you, in fact, as I am right now, my thumb is on the power button. It's just a little round button, about 3/4 of the way up the machine. Little round button. You press and you hold this for 2 seconds. And in your headphones, which plug in on the upper right side of the machine, again, very, very simple, very easy. It's a it takes an eighth-inch stereo, so you just plug your regular headphones, Walkman headphones, or In my case, I have these Sennheisers that I got last year, specifically for recording for Republic of Avalon Radio. And plug that in there. And when you actually press the power button, you hear a click in your headphones. So you know that the machine is powered up, which is very nice. So now we know the thing is on. Now, if you hold your ear to this thing, you're not going to hear anything. It's dead quiet. There's not a single bit of sound anywhere, so forget that. But with your headphones in, you can hear the click, and you know that it's powered up. So that's very nice. And so now that we're powered up, let's just have a quick look at, on the left side and the right side, there are, below the headphones, where the headphones plug in, there are two little buttons. And this is great, folks. Anyone, any of you who've fooled around with the various iRivers and things, trying to do recordings, and you know, you have to set your input levels and output levels and so on in these tangly menus. Well, guess what? On the right side of the machine, below the where the headphones plug in, there is an up and a down for your monitoring level, for your output level. So if I now press and hold that, I am getting louder to myself, and if I press and hold that, I'm getting lower to myself, lower onto myself with all humility and all that stuff. Now, under my under the power button, where my left thumb is, are two more buttons, and here's the brilliant thing, folks. This is an up and a down for your input level. So you can actually adjust your levels on the fly with this machine. You can set levels and have them while the machine is running, while you're recording. You can actually increase and decrease your record level. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So I don't know if this would work on the fly. Let's just try it. No, I guess it doesn't. No, I've got the lock on. Let's take the lock off. And let's try hitting this button here. No, it's not working. Okay, I guess it doesn't work while you're recording. That's okay. And so obviously it has a lock as well. It's not called lock, what do they call it? Hold, which is on the lower right. It's just a little switch, which is great. You flick it one way, you flick it up and it's on, flick it down and it's off. So in the up position where I have it, I can't accidentally hit one of the buttons or, you know, in the middle of a recording and turn it off. So that's a very nice feature, of course. The menu button on the front of the unit, we have on the lower front, we have a middle button, and then to the left of that, and the middle button's kind of set in. You'd never miss it. You can find this if you had maybe taken too much medication that recommended on the package that you try not to do anything like driving heavy equipment or something like that, and maybe let's say you had taken quite a bit of it and you were feeling quite drowsy and confused, you would never have any trouble finding this button in the middle. And to the left, right, up and down of that button are left, right, up and down buttons with nice little tactile thingies. They're actually letters that say what the buttons do. And now these things will work just the way you want them. The middle button is your record button. Now, when you power the unit up, you don't have to wait 30 seconds for the thing to come up. You just power it up, and you're up. That's it. You're working instantaneously. You just press hold the power button, hear the click, and then hit record, which puts you into standby, and then just quick hit record again, not even pressing and holding, just click, click, and you're recording. How do you know you're recording? Because you are. If you hit stop and then play, again, no time to wait. You don't have to hit stop and then wait, and then somewhere on the screen it's saying saving, 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 or anything like that. You hit stop, play, and you're hearing what you just recorded. Then you can just hit stop, hit record, record, and you're recording again. And when you're in play mode, you just hit the up arrow is the play, the down arrow is stop, the left arrow is back a track, or by holding it, it rewinds, and the right arrow is forward a track, or by holding it, fast forward, which is all very common sense. So let's say we press play, and we're listening to a file that we just recorded. If I hit the stop button, it'll pause. If I press play again, it'll resume from where I left off. If I press and hold the right arrow, it'll fast forward through, and I can actually audibly hear it as it fast forwards through. So you can actually hear what's going on when you're fast forwarding and rewinding. The recording is very simple to do. The playback is very simple. When you hit play and you're playing back, if you wanted to go to the next track, you would just quickly press the right arrow. If you wanted to, and then if you hit the left arrow, you'll be brought back to the beginning of the file you're listening to. But if you hit the left arrow twice quickly, you'll go back to the previous file, that kind of thing. So it's all very, very common sense, and there are buttons for these things. Buttons and switches that do all these things. So right out of the box, you put the batteries and the memory card into this thing, power it up, and you're recording and stopping and playing and rewinding and fast-forwarding and all that kind of stuff. So, in terms of accessibility, not a problem. This thing is right out of the box. I'm using it here right now. I can do everything with this that I could with a tape recorder when I was 6 years old. No problem. Let's see, is there anything else? On the top of the unit, we have, top left, we have one microphone, and top right, we have another microphone. So we've got the two mics, now I'm talking back in the middle. On the actual top of the unit, in between those two mics, we have, on the left, a mic input. It's an eighth-inch mic input. And on the right, to the right of that, is an 1/8-inch line input. So you actually have mic and line input. And get this now, folks. The thing seems to be smart. I was in the middle of a recording earlier, just testing it, and I said, no way. There's no way this is going to work as simple as this. I took my Sony microphone that I used before to record our Out and About with the Roar. Let me see, is it around here? Maybe I can just show you now. There it is. I can show you even, and you'll hear the difference of the quality as well. This is the built-in mics that you're hearing now, just built right into the R09. And just let me switch over to the Sony stereo mic. Stand by. Now I am on the Sony stereo mic, and all I did was just plug it in, and the machine just automatically goes to the Sony stereo mic. And now you can hear the quality of that. Now I'm going to switch back to the internal R09 stereo mics. And of course, I'm back on the Sony stereo. I'm back on the built-in mics in the R09. Now, we also have some small switches on the, and as I said, the machine automatically knew. I didn't have to go into a menu and select external mic or internal mic or anything like that. And now, here's another little thing you might be wondering about. I am now using AGC, Automatic Gain Control. So, I didn't set a level. I'm just letting the machine just kind of gauge the level for me as I speak and as I walk around and you make different various noises and you hear, you know, I'm speaking louder and lower. I have the automatic gain control engaged. That is a little switch on the back of the unit. And along with a high-low for the external mic. And gee whiz, there's a couple of other very handy switches there that I forget right off the top of my head. But here's the point. These are all actual physical switches on the machine. You don't have to drill into some kind of menu to get at these things. And here's another added bonus. I have the automatic gain control engaged, so I don't have to set the level. And when I plugged in the external mic, not only did it just automatically say, oh, here comes Mr. External Mic, and just start taking the signal from the external mic, it also bypassed the internal mics automatically. So I wasn't getting any kind of weird phasing or problems with the external mic and the internal mics competing. And they're not really internal mics because they're outside. They're on the top of the unit. So they're not these little sort of pinhole internal things. They're actually on the unit, on the upper left and upper right, as I demonstrated before. So that's A and B. A, it went to the external mic. B, it bypassed the internal. And guess what? C, it kept using the automatic gain control. So the automatic gain control will work on the external with the external mic. And there's also a little switch on the back of the unit, again, not in a menu somewhere, for external mic gain on or off. I guess that's kind of like a phantom power type thing. And another little switch to select between mono and stereo for your external mic. So if you're using a mono microphone with this unit for whatever reason, you're not going to end up recording everything on one side. You're not going to just be recording on the left side. If you're using a stereo mic, obviously, you'll be recording left and right. But if you plug a mono mic into it, because that's all you have, you would just flick that switch on the back of the machine here to mono. And you'll be recording, I guess, dual stereo, left and right, or dual mono, I should say, left and right. So, in a nutshell, I am a very, very happy boy today with my Etoril R09. I would highly recommend it. And anybody who's got any concerns about not being able to use it without any sighted assistance, no worries whatsoever. And it's just absolutely amazing. Oh, I also forgot the USB. When I slide the bottom open, as I said before, there's the memory card, and just next to that is the USB, where you plug in the USB cable. And as soon as I plugged it in, I'm just going to walk out back over. It's beautiful and sunny. Ah, there we are. Ah, it's very nice out here. I plugged in the USB cable. Ba-doom, up she came on the computer. And sure enough, in my computer, it just showed up right there automatically. And the files that I had recorded were right there. And I just copied the files and pasted them over. And there they are. Simple as that. As I'm going to do right now when I go in, I'm going to go back inside and take this file that I recorded. And they're numbered sequentially, automatically. You can actually create folders on this as well in the menu. And the menus are very usable. You can record with this thing up to 24-bit. 48K, or you can just do good old 44-100, 16-bit, which is, you know, standard CD quality. And I didn't look in the menu to see how low you could go. How low can you go? I didn't have a look at that, but because I'm just too happy and that I can actually record 44-100, 16-bit and up. And this recording that I'm sending to you now in a moment is recorded at 24-bit, 44,100. So I'm going to dither it and convert it to a 128K MP3, a 128K stereo MP3 file, and send that off to Larry, who I think might have one of these machines on the way. And I think Jerry in New York, Jerry Hallettin, might have one of these guys ordered as well. So guys, if you've got them ordered, be excited. You've got something very good on the way. If you've not ordered one yet because you weren't quite sure and you wanted to wait until some other guinea pig got one to discover whether it was usable or completely inaccessible, here's the word. Call your man at the shop and tell him to get that box out to you as soon as possible, and you'll be happy boys and girls, I would say. And I don't even work for Roland or Etoril or anything like that. So as a solution for instant note taking, recording lectures, as a musician myself, on being on the fly anywhere at all and having an idea for a song, it's just, like I said, no boot up time, no fooling around, no setting up microphones, no setting levels. Just record, and you hit the button, and you're recording, and you don't lose the inspired moment. And of course, even if you wanted to just keep it in your pocket and put phone numbers and things on it, you could do all that as well. So with the mic in, the line in, and the built-in stereo mics, there's an awful lot you can do with this thing. It's fully accessible, fully instantaneous, and even with that automatic gain control that I referred to, you don't even have to fool around with levels. And you're hearing that engaged right now. This is the automatic gain control. So, a great big hello to everybody from a beautiful, sunny St. John's, Newfoundland, in the heart of the Republic of Avalon. And we will catch you all later.
Republic of Avalon Radio.
Either you're with us or you're with the terrorists.